Some fight for love. Some fight for honor. Some fight for 99p.
It's the 99p challenge! Good evening, I'm Sue Perkins and welcome to this, the 99p Challenge. I've got four people with whom I'm going to play some games, ranging from the easy to the not especially difficult. And it's not just for the glory and the honour, because this week, and indeed every week, we'll be giving away a big money prize. That's right, the clue is in the title of this show. It's 99 pence! Woo! Here it is, 99 pence of the realm, and don't worry, there is an armed guard here. So, tonight, for the first time on British radio, somebody is going to be going home, probably, let's face it, on public transport, a 99p-ionaire. So let's meet the contestants. From the strangers and the creatives, Jack Doherty.
Hello.
From the Friday Night Armistice, it's Peter Bainham.
Hello.
Columnist from the Daily Telegraph, and thereby representing the dark, unnecessary forces of evil tonight, it's Armando Iannucci.
Hello.
And representing the forces of good, because he has a kind, bearded face and a pleasant smell, it's Simon Pegg.
Hello.
And just so I'm clear, does anyone have any phobias they need to tell me about before we start the show? Simon?
Yes, I'm frightened of apes on horseback. And if I see one, I can just about put a glass over it, but then I have to wait for my girlfriend to come home and put it into the garden.
Right.
I can put the envelope under on a good day.
Yeah. But, a firm envelope, really, a manila envelope.
Yeah. There was one in the bath once, and I put the tap on, and it went down the plug hole, and then later I was lying in the bath, and some little hooves came through the shower head.
Armando, any phobias, any fears?
I have always had a fear that David Attenborough will develop a fear of spiders. And I have a fear of open spaces that are also closed spaces. So I will not go in those new football stadiums with the roofs.
Jack, what's your phobia?
Well, I'm agoraphobic, but in a very specific way. Listeners of Radio 4 will know, of course, agoraphobia comes from the Greek agora, which is a marketplace. It's a literal fear of Greek marketplaces. But it's fine. It manifests itself. It's more a kind of terror of knick-knacks, souvenirs, plates with harbour scenes, you know, little pots of birds flying over rocks, all that kind of thing. So if I avoid marketplaces, I'm fine.
And finally, Peter, do you have an irrational fear of anything?
Yeah, I've got a phobia of deaf people, which is why I'm doing this radio show tonight, actually, because it's the one place where they won't know where I am.
And now it's time to cast ye fears aside as we do the 99p challenge. The three greatest methods of communication ever invented are, in reverse order, books, shouting, which is much more effective than talking, and I suggest you try it, and firstly, the postcards you see stuck in the front windows of newsagents. Without those cards, thousands of baby buggies would rust unsold. Millions of bedsits would have no one to mope around inside them. In this round, I'd like messages for cards in newsagents' windows. Starting with Pete, you first.
I saw one that says, DJing in your house, very reasonable rates, contact S. Bates. Also ironing if required.
White postcard for sale, totally... Oh, shit.
List. One vowel, circular-shaped.
Someone that says, Learn to speak clackerjack, stoloke, Benny Hur, pantomime Chinese, very, very well. In the comfort of your rounds, arsehole.
Will cure your dyslexia.
French polishing. No, I really am a French polisher. I treat old antique chairs and repair them and tables and stuff like that. Do you understand? I'm a French polisher. I'm actually a French polisher, OK? You come round to my house expecting anything other than that, it's not going to happen. OK, I'll whack you off for a tenner.
News agents need small 3x4-inch square areas of your window blocked out by card. Call me £2 per hour.
Have you seen my cat? Answers to the name Raja. Orange and black stripes, £400.
News agents always wanted stained glass windows but can't afford them. Achieve the same effect with coloured cards in your window. £2 per hour.
Are you looking for hot, sweaty sex? Come on round. Actually, I'm just a French polisher.
News agents want to achieve a dappled effect inside your shop. We'll stick cards in your window on hazy summer evenings. £2 per hour.
Are you gullible? I'll show you how not to be. Just send £100 to the following address.
£10 for sale. £10.
Or nearest offer. Body piercing, self-reliable, also carpet stapling.
Help me, this news agent is using me as his sex slave. £2 per hour.
I believe the window is full. Personally, I hate it when news agents put up little signs by the magazine saying no browsing. I mean, next they'll be telling you you can't open all the bags of crisps to test them and see which flavour you prefer. I like chicken. OK, at the end of that, I'm going to give Simon and Peter and also Jack 4 pence. But you, Armando, I am going to make sure that you get 5 pence because you use the word dappled. And I like that word. 5 pence is yours. Mobile phones. 1998. I hate mobiles. They're so intrusive. 1999. Oh, no. All my friends have got mobiles. They're so annoying. The year 2000. Look at this. Mine's got 30 different rings. Who wants to hear William Tell? This round is about the times when you ring someone on their mobile and you've picked a very, very bad time to do it. So I'm going to phone the panellists and they're going to tell me why they really, really can't talk just now. OK? Hello, Peter?
Hello, Sue.
Hi there.
Yeah, I really can't speak at the moment. I'm having reconstruction facial surgery.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's kind of important to keep rather still, or when the anaesthetic wears off, I will have two mouths.
Okay, I'll leave you be. I've got a call around. I'll see you. Okay. All right, Jack?
Hi, sorry, a bad time, Sue. I've just been killed by the Master, and I'm regenerating into the new Doctor Who. Can you...
Good luck, and better luck than Colin Baker, at least. Will he pick up? Hello, Simon?
Yeah, so
how long were you going to spend before you answered my call?
Sorry, the thing is, I've just been decapitated, and
I'm sorry.
I've only got 6 seconds, apparently, of conscious thought left, and besides...
Armando, is it you?
Oh, hello, Sue.
Hi there.
Yeah, listen, can I ring you back later? I've just been arrested for pickpocketing.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, and actually, how did you know I'd be on this number?
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Sue.
Yeah, hi.
Not the best of times, really. I'm in the middle of a Mexican standoff.
Oh, no.
And I answer the phone with my shooting hand.
Hi, is that Simon?
Yeah, oh, is it? Hi. Yeah.
I'm afraid it is.
Hi, Sue.
Sorry to keep phoning you and demanding hilarious answers.
Okay. It's a bad time, actually, for me at the moment, because I'm on stage at the Barbican, and I'm doing that Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
I've just found Juliet dead.
Oh, right.
And there's quite a lot of emotion.
She's not
involved.
Really dead, it's a tip, OK?
Oh, right. Oh, no,
she's not really dead.
Oh, great, OK.
She's just sleeping.
Brilliant.
So whatever you do, don't kill yourself.
OK, cool. Oh, no, I won't then. Thanks,
okay.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Hello?
Sue, I'm being in a porn movie at the moment.
Okay.
I'm doing later. I'm earning pounds working from home, actually.
Well, listen, it's obviously not a good time.
No, call me later, yeah.
All right, I want to ring Jack anyway, okay. Jack, it's Sue.
Hi! Bad time. I'm in a porn film with that little bloke from the pot noodle advert.
I'll call you back. So I'm going to get in touch with Simon. Come on, be in.
Yeah, so, sorry, it's bad time, actually. I'm just watching this movie with Jack Tocchetti.
Do you know, I like mobiles with top-up tokens. Why can't I get top-up tokens for other things, like relationships? It's going well. I'll have another 2 weeks, please. Okay, at the end of that, let's crack out some currency, okay? I'm going to give Jack tuppence, I'm going to give Armando 3p, and I'm going to give Simon and Peter 4p each. And now our lyrics round. I've given all the contestants a pair of ears so that they can listen closely to some music. I'll be asking them about the lyrics, and the first one is by the one out of Simon and Garfunkel who hogged all the Christian names. It's Paul Simon.
There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Ross. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
That was a favourite there with Armando, who was just gyrating gently.
Ooh, you're so young, aren't you? The way they sit there all young. Oh, look at me. I'm going to die after you.
OK, well, Paul Simon promises a lot there, but he only actually provides us with 5 ways to leave your lover, so can we fill in a few of the missing 45?
Hire a contract killer, Mrs. Miller.
Spontaneously combust, Gus. Show her your rash, Sash.
Push her off a cliff, Cliff.
Admit you're her brother, Mother.
What voice was that?
It's a Welsh accent.
You are Samuel L. Jackson of Cardiff.
Go to relate, Kate.
Tell her you have a fanny, Danny.
Change your name to Paul, Simon.
Tell her your real name, Agamemnon.
Talk it all through rationally so that nothing's left unresolved when you leave, Steve.
Sleep with someone else.
Else.
Okay, let's listen to this track by old Hanky Face himself, Michael Jackson.
We spent the night in Frisco at every kind of disco. From that night, I can't identify. Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on good times. Blame it on a boogie.
So we know who he's not blaming. He's not blaming sunshine, moonlight, or good time. But why is he blaming the boogie? That's what I want to know. Simon.
Actually, this is a cathartic experience for Michael to do this song, because what happened was, when he was in the first year at school, Boogie threw his briefcase on top of the sports hall, and it was, like, stuck up there for days, and he tried to tell the teachers about it, but he was all like, "Hey, can you get my briefcase down, because..." And the teacher said, "Oh, stop whining, Michael, you know," and that really got to him. And then also, when he was in the fourth year, Sunshine, Moonlight and Good Times were accused of scrumping apples from Granny Greentea's back orchard, and when everyone knew...
Is that a euphemism?
No, absolutely no. Let me finish, because it's really funny.
Okay. So they were scrumping apples?
They were scrumping apples, but everyone knew that the real culprit was Kevin Stanton. So when he left school, he wrote this song just to try and prove a point.
Yeah.
I've noticed how it's become a catch-all. I mean, I don't know what Gordon Brown, for instance, was thinking of in his budget speech. I mean, to say, "I'm terribly sorry about the petrol rises, it's nothing to do with us, we blame it on the boogie."
While we're on the subject of that song, he does say, "We spent the night in Frisco at every kind of disco."
Oh, hang on. Mm.
Just how many kinds of disco are there?
4.
Are there?
Yeah. It's plain, cheese and onion.
Thank you, Anne. Shuffling in last, gazing at their feet, here are the Smiths with Ask.
So I won't say no, how could I? Ask me, ask me, ask me. Ask me, ask me, ask me. Because if it's not love, then it's...
OK, Morrissey is inviting you to ask him something, OK? Mm. He won't say no. What would you like to ask Morrissey?
What the hell happened? Morrissey, I would like to try these trainers in a size 10.
Morrissey, I'd like to try a cheese whopper.
Morrissey, I've found a dead fox up the dump. Do you want to come and wee on it with me?
Your recreational world.
Morrissey, my girlfriend's in a coma. How far should I go on a first date? just one question. Morrissey, if meat is murder, is corn just wasting police time?
So I'm going to award some pence now at the end of that round. I'm going to give Jack tuppence, I'm going to give Simon tuppence, I'm going to give Peter 4 pence, and Armando's going to get 6 pence. And now, a break from all the action. I'd like the contestants to relax, to cast their minds back and reminisce about all the great things you enjoyed in your childhood that they don't make anymore. Nostalgia, please, and there'll be bonus pence for misty eyes. Mist means money, OK? Who remembers the bygone years gone by in the olden days? Armando, as an old man.
Does anyone remember cheesy nips?
Yeah.
They were sort of cheese-flavoured puffs in the shape of the Japanese. Do you remember them? And then they were taken off the market because they were not politically correct.
Political correctness gone mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible. I can't believe it.
They were great. Yeah.
Do you remember when you were actually allowed to murder 3 people a year?
Yeah.
That was good, isn't it? It was great.
Hey, do you remember Curly Burly? Right, chocolate-covered bras. Delicious.
Well, Floppy Nixons, remember?
Floppy Nixons.
Floppy Nixons, full-size sweets in the shape of Richard Nixon, remember? Only 2p, it took a month to eat them.
Yeah.
Remember the really hot summer of 76 when that giant spider killed all those people in Basildon? That was great, wasn't it? That was really, really...
Do you remember... We all got the day off school, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember we all used to drink poison?
Yeah.
And then that report came out and, you know, taken off.
Yeah. Do you remember that thing they took it off the market, Scary Play-Doh? And they found out it was Semtex.
Do you remember Martin McGuinness used to go around killing Englishmen?
Big sideburns.
Big sideburns, yes. And every time he was on the telly, he'd go, ooh, run away!
Do you remember that game, Trudeau?
Trudeau, yes.
It was Cluedo, but it was based on tragic real events. It was like it was Colonel Sutcliffe in the corridor.
In a tragic end to the game, did you turn the dice on yourself?
Yes, I did.
Who remembers that show on TV, Jesus in a Hammock?
Jesus in a Hammock?
Yeah,
that was
Jesus
great.
In Jesus in a Hammock.
Jesus in a Hammock.
Who remembers Harriet Harman?
Yes. No, sorry.
Fizzy Wizzy Falklands Maggots. There were maggots, maggots that were shipped over from the Falklands, covered in sherbet and urine, and you just pop in your mouth and kind of... Really lovely.
Do you remember Ted Heath when he was younger and used to present Magpie? Yeah. And then, there's all those programmes. Jack and I saw all these programmes for viewers in Scotland.
Scotland, yeah, yeah.
Well, spectacular. Yeah.
Jocks Away, remember? We used to get celebrity jocks and chuck them out of airplanes. Remember? Why are Anderson's out there?
Who remembers the Blue Peter Lion? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
A live lion. We only had it for a couple of weeks and it killed a cameraman.
Used to get heroin at playtime. Remember before?
Free heroin,
before,
yeah.
Free heroin before Thatcher came
in. Yeah, Mrs. Thatcher.
Thatcher, the heroin Thatcher. Thatcher. Remember that? Because you just... No fun.
Drag yourself away from the past to the present you cannot understand because your men adrift. At the end of that, let's give out some pence. And so I'm going to give Simon 4 pence. I'm going to give Jack 4 pence. I'm going to give Peter 5 pence. And Armando 6 pence. Next round's about village fates. Fates are great. Old ladies make jam at a cost of £1.20 a jar and then they sell it for 30p to raise money for other old ladies. I want the contestants to take turns on the tannoy and make helpful announcements for the jumble-hungry crowds at a fate.
Hello, everyone. Got a slight correction here.
The animal face painting tent has now been correctly renamed the permanent animal face painting tent. And all apologies to little Danny Winston, who'll be spending the rest of his life as Darth Maul.
Will the arsonists please make their way to the Wooden Dawn French?
The winner of the least appropriate village fate announcer is me! I just want to say I was robbed.
Could all the children please leave the play area and go to the main tent to judge the freaks?
Will Eric Barson, winner of the oldest man at the fake contest at the age of 102, please come to the help tent where your mummy and daddy are waiting?
Just to let you know, everyone, someone has put sulfuric acid in the soak the bloke buckets. Please wear the gloves provided when throwing sponges in the vicar.
Just to tell you that the police motorbike display has been cancelled, as they realise there is absolutely no call for them ever to be driving around in a V shape on top of each other's shoulders.
An announcement. Some city folk have been spotted going into the old abandoned windmill on top of the hill. Please collect your pitchforks and flaming torches from the car park.
Hello there, we've got a result on the egg and spoon race, and the spoon has won. And we've also got a winner in the pet convicted murderer show. 9-year-old Susie Brewer has won with brandy, an Edinburgh man who served 7 years for battering his brother to death with a block of coke.
Jimmy Savile's brother is loose in the perimeter car park. Could someone please tether Jimmy Savile's brother?
Will the owner of car registration SEX1ER please look in the mirror and ask yourself if that was the best use of £2,000?
Don't forget, all lost children will be raffled off at 5:30.
Started raining there, so let's stop that round and see who deserves coinage. At the end of that, I'm going to give Simon Pegg 2 points. I'm going to give Jack Doherty 3 points, Armando 4 points, and Peter Bainham 5 points. That noise means that the winner of the next round gets to increase their pence by a factor of 1.035678%.
Increase your pence by 1.035678%. Increase your pence by 1.035678%.
Themed restaurants. It's easy to be snobby about places like Planet Hollywood or TGI Friday, so I will be. They're frightful, horrid places where ghastly common people go. In this round, I want you to think up new themes for themed restaurants. Armando.
I went to Dobson's, which is based on Frank Dobson, and all the waitresses are dressed like Tony Blair, and all the food is either called Frank Dobson or something else, and you say, can I order a pizza? And the waiter stroke Tony Blair says, no, you're having Frank Dobson.
You see.
So I went to, the other day, I went to Pizza Expressed, which is pizza. I think you're ahead of me. Which has been first eaten by a heavily pregnant woman and then expressed onto your plate through her lactating breasts.
Do they do dough balls?
They do, yes.
Simon, how about you? Any themed restaurants spring to mind?
Oh, it's Monday.
What are the staff like there?
Just very dour, very uncooperative. They don't really
Hungover.
Speak to you. I actually had a better time at Planet Hollyoaks. and that's very authentic because a lot of the actors work there when they leave the show. I've been at RSI Fridays, which is just entirely staffed by people who have repetitive strain injury.
Unless they can't carry the plates.
And it just flies, cutlery going everywhere.
Been to Coxless Pears Tapas Hut.
I was going to go, what's it like?
Good. It's basically a Spanish tapas bar, but there's memorabilia from the world of events of Cox's Pears rowing, you know. And there's only two items of memorabilia, which is the oars used by gold medalist Steve Redgrave and Matthew Pinsent.
Yeah.
And the trousers that Steve Redgrave and Matthew Pinsent wore when he signed the contract to do the HSA health insurance advert.
Sure business.
It's a fantastic place.
Okay, I'm going to book in there, but don't forget Starbucks, that restaurants are the new rock and roll is the new football, football is the new sex, and sex is the new restauranting. And at the end of that round, I'm going to give tuppence to Jack, I'm going to give 3 pence to Armando, and also to Simon, but the clear winner at the end of that particular round is Peter with 6 pence.
Increase your pence by 1.03567%. Increase your pence by 1.03567%.
Pete, you're the winner of that round. You got 6 pence, but factoring in all the additional equations, you're getting 6.397826 recurring. Have you got change of 7p?
No.
We'll round that up to 6 then. Well done, Pete. And that is that. There's nothing for the contestants to do now but chew their lower lips and each other's lower lips should they run out as I prepare to reveal the final scores. In last place, we've got Jack Doherty with 25 pence. In third place, we've got Peter Bainham with 31 pence. In second place, Simon Pegg with 34 pence. Simon, of course, you do receive our consolation prize of £8.
Thanks very much.
Best wishes go with you, but tonight's champion with a rocketing 36 pence is Armando Iannucci. Do you want to risk all that money and play for 99p?
Yes, Sue.
Excellent, then let's play Half and Half.
Half and Half, that's the song. Get half of them right and half of them wrong.
Amanda, I'm going to ask you 8 questions. You have to get half of them right and half of them wrong. Do that, you get 99p. Are you ready?
I am.
Excellent, then let's play. What is hair?
Made of eggs.
Who is the Norse god of thunder?
Thor.
Water consists of hydrogen and what?
Biscuits.
Born in County Durham, I invented Stevenson's rocket. Who am I?
William Shatner.
What is the one true religion?
Me.
Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that hat?
A man with a hat.
Name a Pokemon.
Jimmy.
Where do babies come from?
Her.
Armando, you got 4 right. You've won 99p, but not only that, you've just booked yourself a place in the European final. 2 weeks in a luxury hotel in Hamburg, entirely at your own expense. From all the team, good luck in das 99 Pfennig Übergruppenspiel. Good night. The 99p Challenge was presented by me, Sue Perkins. It featured Armando Iannucci, Simon Pegg, Peter Bainham and Jack Doherty. It was written by Kevin Cecil and Andy Riley and produced by Sarah Smith and David Tyler. This was a Positive production for the BBC.